Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
And welcome back to Mads World. I'm your host Mads, and I hope you've been enjoying season 9 so far. If you have, please remember to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast on Spotify, Apple, or your favorite platform, as it's the simplest way to help out the show. Or find me on social media and tell your friends about it. Everything is in the episode description. This week, I'm joined by fashion entrepreneur turned TikTok content creator, Brittany Cosgrove. Brit is usually based in New Zealand, living in a van. However, we squeezed in this chat right before she flew to Thailand for a three-month soul-searching trip to learn the art of trapeze. I asked Brit to come on the podcast to talk about the worst dating app opening lines after I saw her viral TikTok about someone selling a rotten ostrich egg during the pandemic. There's more on this in our chat coming up. In this episode, we discuss what we do in a zombie apocalypse, some of the funniest DMs Brit has received, our least favourite modern dating trends, and of course, all of your submissions to our request for the worst dating app opening lines. Hello, Brit.
Hello, Mads. How are you doing, my darling?
Oh, I'm really good. We've had some technical issues, but we're getting through it. You're off to Thailand in 4 hours. We love to see it.
We'd love to see it. We love just a little like manic panic moment right before getting on a flight. Like anxiety levels are so high, but we're fine. We're fine. We're absolutely fine.
Well, I'd love to know in our speed date question round, first up, what's your favorite recent pop culture moment?
Pop culture moment is Imrata and Harry Styles making out in Tokyo, the video that got leaked.
Amazing.
Where they're incredibly awkward, hands by sides, blue light disco.
It's very blue light disco, and for those listening who don't know what the blue light disco is, it's a disco in the school gym organised by the police where everyone who's 12 goes, and then you just have your first kiss and you dance like a weird sim.
Oh my god, yeah, they're so awkward because everybody's what, like 8 years old?
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm too scared to touch a boy, but I want to kiss a boy.
Yeah. And you don't even want to do it really, but you just like feel like you need to just get it done, like to impress your mates or something.
If you don't, you're not cool. If you don't kiss a boy at the blue light disco, you are not cool.
You're not cool.
You've got to do it. Everybody's doing it.
And it was very Y2K. I used to wear Ugg boots and a little rah-rah skirt to that thing.
Oh my gosh, no. I remember exactly what I wore. It was 3/4 length cargo jorts. And a singlet and like a tight little tank top and then one of those like little cardigan wrap things that like didn't really fucking do anything that we wore in like the early 2000s. Do you know the ones I'm talking about?
Yeah, it was like what was it called? It had like a special name. It was called
a shrug?
Like,
nah.
Yeah, I think it was like a shrug and it was like a little wraparound and like you could tie it at the front sometimes.
Yeah, and it was just like this tiny little cap sleeve. I was like, I was slicked back here. It was so slick.
And you know what? Gen Z are going to eat that up in like 2 months from now on TikTok. And they'll somehow look good in it.
Absolutely.
Next question is, what is your greatest achievement?
Oh, okay. I had to ponder over this one for a really long time. There's a few. There's a few, just like very weird ones. At one point, I did get to do a show at Fashion Week, at New Zealand Fashion Week.
Amazing.
And I feel like that was amazing. Mm-hmm. I came out, I didn't realize. So all the other designers at the end of it, they have the runway, and then the designer comes out. And usually the designers come out and they're really, they just sort of come out and they're like
humble.
Do you know what I mean? They're very humble. They'll just walk out, do a little like pop around the corner, like, pop around the corner and be like, hey, and then they'll go away. And I was like, me? No. Because I know this is like probably the one and only time I'll ever get to do this in my life, and came out like full guns a blazing, walked like half the runway, like did a little like whatever,
dancing.
Went back, and everyone was just like, "Oh, girly pops!" But that was really exciting. That made me feel really cool. I felt very cool.
That's a very cool achievement and something so different. Normally people are just on here like, yeah, probably my TikTok. And you're like, but more, I want more. I want more than that.
No, you know? Oh my God. My TikTok is like the most embarrassing thing about me. My TikTok is the most embarrassing thing about me. And the fact that people, not that people recognize me very often at all, but they do now from TikTok. Whereas, so 6 years ago, I used to run a social enterprise clothing company that became quite like prevalent within the New Zealand market, and I did it with my sister. And so people used to be like, oh, you're that girl from that like clothing thing. And I'm like,
yeah.
And now it's like TikTok. And I'm like, oh. Let's go back. Let's go back in time.
Take me back. Oh, that's good. And my next question is, how would you do in a zombie apocalypse? What's your first move?
I'm so excited that you asked me this question because I have thought about this question for probably 12 years, like on a weekly basis. I think about it all the time. When I go to a new place, I'm like, all right, what's the tactics? What's the zombie apocalypse tactics? And I've thought about this. Okay, so if I was here in the current location that I am at the moment.
Yep.
What I would do, our house backs onto this like big hill. So it's sort of like, and it's like forest. It's forest and there's no one up there. So I'm like, fantastic. Fantastic. We've got all the logistical advantages here. So I pack whatever I can get out of the house, including knives. We need silent weapons because zombies can hear things, right?
So true.
We need silent weapons. Yeah. So we got axes.
Think of axes. Where do you have? Why have you got that?
What? Who doesn't have an axe in their home? What if they need to cut firewood?
We don't, but we don't have fires. Maybe it's more of a New Zealand Australia thing. I feel like in London, you just don't have an axe.
That is, well, do you know what? You guys are all going to perish in the zombie apocalypse.
No!
We're prepared here. We're prepared. There's not, first of all, there's not many people, so we're great in that way. And there's so much bushland that you can just, like, run off into New Zealand. Mm-hmm. It's like, we'll be absolutely fucking fine. Also, we're an island, so straight on those borders.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. But I'd go bush for sure. And then I found at the very, very top of this hill by my house is this fully gated off area where they have a power station. And so I'm like, that's my go-to move.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
I know. So I'm like fully – I'm going to be fine. I would absolutely survive. You go up there into the gated area, you sort of spend some time, and then on the other side of that hill is the coastline because what you want to do is you want to get on a boat.
Yes. But then if you're in New Zealand, you guys did so well during COVID, it's like – you probably would want to just stay in New Zealand. You probably wouldn't even get zombies out there. You guys would just be like, absolutely not. And Jacinta, oh, it's not Jacinta anymore, but she'd just be like, they're not coming in. I'm not letting them in.
You're not coming in.
You're not coming in.
Are these the kind of zombies where it's like a disease that you, is it like Walking Dead zombies where it's like a disease that you get where it's just every person that dies, whether it be one or the other, becomes a zombie? Because then you can't. Because then people are going to be zombies because people are going to die.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, in London, I don't know what I'd do because there'd just be so many people everywhere. And, like, you just look outside and there'd be, like, 50 zombies outside. Like, it's very stressful. I'm looking forward to moving home to Melbourne where I can, like, actually properly prepare my plan and have a bit more space, you know? A bit more space between
really
me and the zombies.
I'm really excited to go home to prepare for my the zombie apocalypse. I'm certain it's going to happen this time, guys. Between the monster, I'm in Melbourne.
Yeah, I'll be ready. My next question is, what is your least favourite modern dating trend?
Okay, so many. Pretty much most of them. Where the fuck is going on at the moment? Needs to stop.
Everything.
I'm so sick of it. All of it. Put it in the bin. But my list is, I've got ghosting. Mm-hmm. But then I realised, don't actually mind it that much. I don't give a fuck.
I'm not that, like, I feel like I'm on my high horse when other people ghost me. But then if it comes to, like, me not texting after a date, I'm happy to just let it fizzle. And I call it letting it fizzle. But it's like, maybe I'm the problem.
Yeah. when you both sort of, like, ghost each other. Perfect.
Amazing behavior. Love that.
That's amazing behavior. I have had the messages where it's like, hey, I'm sorry, but, like, I'm just not that. And I'm like, why? This is somehow worse. I'm like, I don't want to know. I don't want to know what's wrong with me.
Let me live in a fantasy where you just forgot to text back and then it ended. Like,
you died.
Hopefully.
You got ran over by a bus and you died. And that's what I'm sticking to in my mind. It's not me. The other thing was online dating. Dating, just in general, I only ever use dating apps as a game of hot or not for myself.
Yeah, a self-esteem boost.
Yeah, a self-esteem boost. And I just, like, I'm just like, hot, not, hot, hot.
Do you remember in those tabloid mags from, like, years ago, like, what were they like? Not Women's Day. No, like, even worse than that, like NW or like, yeah. And it was like they had the hot or not pages of like women's fashion on the red carpet. Honestly, as a kid in the hairdressers or in the doctors or the dentists, I would go to that, get a pile, flip straight to that page and then be like, and cover the hot or not and be like, okay, do I think it's hot or not? And then uncover it and be like, I was right.
Oh, so fun. I would genuinely play that game now as an adult.
It's really fun.
Yeah, like little what, like 11-year-old you, like judging these expensive couture gowns, being like, hideous.
I was right. Yeah. If I got it wrong, I'd be like, well, the magazine's wrong on this one. Like, I would know. I'm 11.
She's gone azure at 11 years old and a winter.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, my actual least favorite thing is breadcrumbing.
When guys like your pick after 3 months and then you're like, oh, I like you again.
Yeah. It's the happy birthday. I'm like, now we're in love again and you didn't need to do this to me.
This has been happening with this one guy for me for like a year. Since like last year, every time I'm like, okay, he's a dickhead, I don't even like him, then he'll just like my pick or he'll just send a flame emoji after like 3 months. I'm like, what? Not necessary.
Like, I need time to move on, and then you just come back and in my head, like, we're together now.
We are engaged to be married.
We're together. You're like, he still loves me. And it's like, fuck. Yeah.
And he probably just likes every girl's pic. And I betcha they're those kind of guys that follow like loads of Instagram models. Like if you went in there following, it's all chicks and they're just following all girls. Like, that for me is foul. That is such an ick.
Yeah. Yeah. That is no.
It's a no.
This is why I like to date people that don't have any form of online presence.
Amazing.
At all.
Or they have an Instagram with it. Like from years ago, they have like the Valencia filter on like one thing and it's like an animal or like a plate of food and you're like, yes. Yeah.
If hot. I go onto Instagram and it's all from 2010 filtered to fuck, I'm like, bit hot. Like, ooh, you don't know how to post stories? That's so hot.
Just like our technical difficulties earlier. Just makes us hotter.
Look, we can't have it all. We can't be pretty and good with technology, all right?
Honestly. Right, next question is, and I'm excited for this one, funniest DM you've ever received.
So this is what you initially reached out to me, right? As we could do this video. And the funniest DM that I ever received, yeah, was from a guy on Hinge that said, "Hey, I'm not usually a rose guy," because he'd given me a little rose as well, which is a thing on Hinge that you can do for people that are extra special. Yeah. So he gave me a little rose. "Hey, I'm not usually a big rose guy, but I'm pretty sure you sold me a rotten ostrich egg once, and I just needed to get that off my chest," is the message. And the reason, it's so funny because it's completely true. Like, this man.
What?
we have to start
okay,
the beginning.
Wait, tell me how you started selling ostrich eggs on Facebook Marketplace. Where did you get them? Did an ostrich lay them? Do you know the ostrich? Emu. You're not even in Australia. You don't even have emus or ostriches.
So, okay.
Oh,
so
my God. I have so many questions.
So, right? So several years ago, I signed up to this house sitting website because I was living in a van, and house sitting is like a really good way to split up, you know, being in a van. And I came across this old woman looking for somebody to come and take care of her petting farm. And oh, I was like, that sounds absolutely lit. Yes, I'm in. I want to do it. And so I showed up, and this petting farm, like, has it all. It's got ostriches, emus, pigs, miniature horses, donkeys, what else? Miniature cows. She also has a weird obsession with miniature things and collects like miniature animals. So they're basically like regular cows, but their legs are about this long.
What?
It's very strange. She also breeds these munchkin cats, which are cats that have very, very, very short legs.
It feels cruel. It feels like it's something humans shouldn't fuck with. We've invented these, like, anyway.
Anyway.
Okay.
So I get to this place with this absolute plethora of, like, animals, and I'm like, what the fuck have I gotten myself into? This is so weird, though. Anyway, the day that I showed up was the day that the Australian New Zealand border closed, so they couldn't catch their flights, and they were like, "Do you just want to stick around the farm and just like help out?" And I was like, "Yeah, I got fuck all else to do, to be honest." So yeah, like, yeah, I'll just do that. And so I stayed and I helped them out, and it was during the pandemic, and they were also like a B&B kind of thing, and so they're like, "We haven't had any customers, like we don't really have a lot of money to pay you," but they had. The ostriches kept laying eggs, and there was no customers there to like eat them. So they just had so many ostrich eggs. And I was like, I've got this brilliant idea. All right. We put the ostrich eggs on Facebook Marketplace down in Wellington. We tell people they're $40 a pop.
What? Right?
Yeah. And so I put them on Marketplace, and I put them on Vic Deals, which is this, it's like the Wellington sort of like community page.
Yeah.
And fucking pops off. So like, next thing you know, I had to drive down to Wellington with like a van filled with these ostrich eggs of like people that had bought them off me. But the thing is that I had to go out into the field and like collect them, and
oh,
I had
God.
No idea. See, one of them may have been rotten because I didn't like, I don't know. And so like, next thing you know, I'm home at my parents' house with these like boxes of ostrich eggs. They're like they're in our garage, and these like people are coming in and out to like pick up their ostrich eggs at that. So like, that was my way of sort of getting pay for like working for them, where they didn't actually have to pay me because they didn't have the money. Does that make sense?
So an ostrich egg is like, how big would you say that is? Is it like as big as like a footy?
Yeah, basically. It contains the same amount as, like, I think it's, like, 28 eggs.
Is it got lots of yolks inside or just one big yolk?
No, just one.
That's so far. And what, people just drink it or eat it?
Drink it! So you actually have to drill.
Drill
a hole in it, yeah, because the ostrich eggs are so, one guy just bought it because he was like, I heard that the shells are so strong you can stand on them, and that's just why he bought it. And I was like, okay.
what
just to stand on it to like see if it was actually
just to
strong.
See, and then he would have stood on it and been like, cool, what now, like.
But you have to drill a hole in it and like empty the egg out of it. Or you could like smash it, but you probably have to use a hammer.
Oh,
they're,
my
like, God. Real hard.
What color is it?
It's white.
Emu eggs are like green, like dark green.
Are they?
They're like dark.
I've never seen an emu egg.
And they're rough. Like they're rough on the. It's like an. It looks like an avocado, sort of, but a big ass one.
But that's because Australian animals are so weird.
I know. They had a long time to just hang on their own and do some weird shit. They had like only up until 200 years ago, they were just thriving.
Yeah. So that's how I accidentally sold a guy from Hinge a rotten ostrich egg.
That is such a crazy story. I can't really believe it. So that was your best, your funniest DM you've ever received. And what about your funniest date story?
This one was also a hard one because there's a few, but also I know that there's so many that are like in the back of my brain here that I've like absolutely been like, no, and put it in a box and it's been forgotten forever.
Compartmentalizing it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, ooh, and we'll never remember that again. It was awful. I think probably the worst one was this was just after Tinder had come out, and I just moved to Sydney, and I was like, I'm 19, I'm a grown up, absolutely fucking not.
Oh my God.
And I'm gonna go on Tinder and I'm gonna meet boys. And it was like my first Tinder date ever. And yeah, I was 19 and I showed up and he couldn't speak English. He could not speak English.
At all.
Nah. So we just like sat at a pub. He did not drink. I drank heavily because I was like, this is the most awkward thing ever.
How did you communicate? Like, how did you even like, did you sit there in silence?
Yeah. Like the most horrendous 45 minutes of my life.
Oh my God. So you go just have a pint and you're like, so what do you want to talk about? And he's like, care?
Basically.
How did you even talk on the dating app? Like, how did you organize
the
date?
Thing. I was like, I probably just didn't read the signs. I feel like he was using Google Translate.
Oh!
He was also incredible. He was like this tiny Spanish man. And so after that, I was like, no more Tinder dates. And so I don't think I went on. I've just like never really used Tinder since, except for like one time.
It's like a petting zoo on there. It's not good. The quality of people, including me, is not good.
I'm like, if you fucking see me on Tinder, no, you didn't. I'm just having a mental breakdown. No, you fucking didn't. I'm just having a moment.
Oh.
If you see me on Tinder, I'm not mentally ready to be dating at all.
Oh, God, yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Right, well, I've asked you to ask your followers about the worst Hinge opening lines because I loved your ostrich story so much. I've asked you to come on the podcast and chat about Hinge opening lines or Tinder opening lines. Some of mine are from Tinder. I've gone on there intentionally because I know that they would be bad.
Yeah.
So I've got a few of mine. I've got a few of my followers. You've got your own and your followers. So the first one for me is a guy messaged me and said, come to the Yago tonight in Dalston. I can get you on the guest list. And it reminded I know, but it reminded me of this time when I went out with a guy. Well, I didn't go out with him, but he asked me to come to his gig that his band was playing. And I went there and I was like, oh my God, he's so hot, blah, blah, blah. And I was like talking to the girl next to me and she's like, oh my God, see that guy? Like he invited me. And I was like, wait. And turns out they all just went on Tinder, invited all these girls, and everyone just came and filled out their gig because they invited everyone off Tinder.
Do you know what though? Do you know what?
Yeah.
I literally was talking to somebody the other day and they were like, oh, I don't know how to get like people to this event. And I was like, jump on Tinder, babe.
Yeah.
Jump on Tinder. Oh, my fucking God. And also I have a friend of mine that used to do that to guys and she'd like play Tinder Bachelorette just with herself. And she'd just like, and so it'd be her and like 10 guys. And then she'd bring me along because I'm like, I've got to fucking see this. Like, yeah, and so none of them, they were all there thinking that they're on a date with her, but she's like, no, I'm on a date with basically all of them. I'm just going to pick, like, the best one.
And then she just goes and, like, what? So she made her own bachelorette.
Yeah, basically.
That's insane. That I need to put her on the podcast because that is very good. That is.
She has some amazing stories. She is, like, the queen. She is in a committed, loving relationship now. Disgusting. Because I was like, no, you were too much of an icon in your day for you to be in a relationship now.
I know. Good. She got out somehow. But probably because she was playing Bachelorette all on her own. All right, do you want to read one of yours out?
I absolutely will.
I saw some of yours on Instagram coming through, and I didn't want to do any spoilers, so I skipped through, but some of them were totally fucked.
The thing is, like, anybody that follows me, I'm just absolutely obsessed with because they always send me the absolutely most unhinged shit I've ever read. And people are always like, why do they say? I'm like, I don't know, but I love it. I know all your secrets now. Oh, this one was bad. I don't usually go for bigger girls. Try change my mind.
Like,
the fuck?
Like challenge accepted? Like what? Like
you're like, yay! I love you. That is like negging to the extreme.
It's like saying you have to work for me. Like work for this, but it's like I don't even know you. Like I have so many other matches. Why would I do that? Like,
sir, is this really like at the end of the day? You sat down and you typed that, and you really thought this is gonna get my dick sucked?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Really? Yeah.
Someone said to me, ugh, just another Aussie girl in London. Typical. Why match me? Why match with me?
Fuck off, mate. Go away. Yeah, because, like, but also because I have this feeling, I don't know, I keep dating British guys.
Yeah.
I think there's something psychologically wrong with me because they are so, like, negging is like a second language to them.
Honestly, every guy I go out with in London is English, and then none of them are good, but I somehow am obsessed with it. And I think it's to do with, like, maybe it's to do with, like, Colin Firth and Bridget Jones, like, influencing me as a young woman. Maybe it's to do with Love Actually. Maybe it's to do with, like, English celebs just being like Maddie Healy from the 1975, problematic, gross, scummy, obsessed. Yeah. Have sex with me right now. Yeah. I love you so much. I literally love you.
We just want a little taste of that, like, UK, those pop culture, like, icons.
Yeah.
And we're like, yum, yum, yum,
yum, yum, yum. No.
Also, I just think, also, like, but the thing is that, like, for me, it's because I've tried dating guys from other countries. I'm not dating New Zealand guys. I'm not doing it anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, they're, you think British guys are bad, Kiwi guys are worse.
Aussie guys are also very gross and bad.
Oh, Aussie guys are also horrible.
So bad. And they're always so racist. And you're like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
So racist. They're so racist. They're so sexist. And like, even when they do eventually get a girlfriend, they cheat on them all the time. Oh my God. They're literally just like, Australian guys. Okay. Actually, Australian guys are worse than New Zealand guys, but New Zealand guys are not good. And then there's like, but then when I try and sort of like connect with like, and I feel like American and Canadian guys are really sweet, but they do not get sense of humor at all.
They don't have that something about them. Like, they don't have that like mysterious side. They're just like having good communication skills. And I'm like, ew, ew.
Like, I think that I'm hideously mean because like you'll say, do you know what I mean? I'm like, they're like, I really like you. I'm like, I think you smell like shit. And they're like, that's so mean. Like, I don't know. They don't get.
They don't get the vibes. And my next one is, someone said, what's your preference of the five starches in order? Potatoes, bread, rice, pasta, or noodles?
Do you know what? Kind of love it. I'm like, it's out of the box. It's weird. It doesn't make any sense. I'm into it.
And it sort of made me think, which one do I like the best? Like bread or pasta? Both of those things are great. Yep. I actually feel like a bit conflicted about, I don't know what I'm going to say.
Yeah. Did he message you that?
Yeah, that was his first opening line.
Have you messaged him back?
No, because I couldn't decide, so I just didn't reply.
I think you should go out with him.
Maybe I should. All right, I'll let everyone know on the pod how it goes. You'll have to tune in. I'll go out with the bread, pasta, noodles, rice guy. Potatoes as well, don't forget potatoes.
Rice is last, for sure.
Yeah, nah, not a rice girl.
Actually, yeah, I'm going to go bread, pasta, noodles, and then rice.
And potatoes are in there too.
Oh, fuck. Bread, potatoes, pasta, noodles, rice.
Potatoes are versatile.
If I had to live off one food for the rest of my life, it would just be hash browns, like 100%.
They're so nice. Macca's hash browns?
Don't, bitch. I love them so much.
So good. Do you know what I do?
I want one right now.
Sometimes I get the English muffin without the bun and then just put two hash browns either side of it and just make that the bun. It's amazing.
Okay, I'm going to read you another one.
Okay.
Somebody got a message from a guy that said, I want to suck a fart out your ass like a bong hit.
What do I have to do to receive that message?
Like, so brazen.
It's so visual. I can imagine it happening.
Quite a visceral experience.
And imagine they're like putting they're putting their finger over your belly button, like the hole on the bong.
Yeah. And they're like, yeah, literally. No, it's like, I wonder if that ever works for him. Do you know what I mean?
Sucking also, a fart like, out of these... someone like a bong.
Yeah, and somebody's like, yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant actually doing it. So I don't think it would work that way.
Light her up.
Right, do you have another good one?
Okay. Oh, this one's not my favorite, but you researched cancer? Can you check and see if I have it by putting my balls in your throat?
What?
First message right out the gate.
I just can't count the things wrong with that. Like,
so many levels to how terrible this opening line is. Not only, they're like, do you know what's great to talk about when we're trying to do a funny joke? Cancer.
Cancer. Jesus also Christ. Just like the image, the like unwarranted sexual advances, just the whole thing. Like, also someone who is a cancer researcher probably doesn't find that funny.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that aspect to it. So she was obviously like, yeah, a cancer researcher.
Yeah.
Oh, why?
Like, there's no part of her that would find that funny. Like, it's just her day-to-day grind. Like,
I would see that message and I would throw my phone in the ocean. I'd be like,
in the ocean.
Literally, I'd be like, see ya.
You're throwing it that hard. It's just flying across to the ocean.
It's going in the ocean. No, drive. See ya. Calmly put it in my purse, drive all the way down to the coast and fling it in. Like, that's what that message deserves.
This one is equally as bad, but also kind of funny. A guy messaged him and said, "Are you a school? Because I'd love to shoot up some kids in you." What?
Ever get laid, ever, is my question.
I don't know, maybe he's still a virgin and he's just pulling out all the stops. He's just like, maybe this.
It goes so far in the opposite direction. It's like stun and confuse somebody.
Yeah.
Into like
into going having out sex with you.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, fine, I'll do it.
Confused.
Oh. Do you have another good one?
Oh, okay. So this guy was telling me he's like, one of my fun facts on his Hinge profile was that seagulls live to be 40 years old.
Oh.
And a girl replied to him on that fact being like, that was longer than my dad and older brother lasted.
What?
So like, this guy was just like,
maybe that was her plan, is that you can't reject that person. Like, you can't go, no, because you have to be like, well, you've had a hard life. I'm not going to make it harder.
I just don't. Look, sometimes we all lose the plot a little bit and just trauma dump on, like, a random dude.
Sometimes we all do that.
Yeah. Like, oh, this is never going to last. I'm just going to use you for a big trauma dump. Here's everything bad that's ever happened in my entire life. You're at a bar. Yeah. You're like, I'm never going to fucking see you again. You're going to be my free therapist for the evening. Look, I know we've all got it in us, but when you have to sit down and, like, write a message out, girly pop, you going through something, get off Hinge.
What made her, she read seagull. Where's the link?
All my family's dead. You're like, so sorry.
Sorry for that. Oh, I've got a good one. Someone said, let's beat around the bush. I've got a car and you look flexible. No.
Let's not beat around the bush. Or did he say, let's beat around the bush?
He said, let's beat around it. So, like, that's not beating it. That's the opposite.
I feel like he's got the quote wrong. I've got a car and you look flexible.
Like shagging in the car.
Have you ever had sex in the car?
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not fucking good.
It's not
never good.
No one wants to do that.
You have a housemate.
Yeah.
Why?
Go to your room.
Why the car? Go to your room. You stay there. Is that not a thing in England? It's dogging or something? Where, like, people just, like, go and fuck each other in cars?
Fuck each other. Yeah, or, like, there's certain spots. Actually, there was a spot in Devon, which is, like, down the beach, and it was, like, a little toilet shack thing, and apparently it's, like, there's a sign that was, like, up there, or, like a graffiti, and it was, like, to show people to go there at sunset or sunrise, and then you can, whoever's there with you, you can do it in there.
What?
I mean, good on you, if that's what you're into.
Absolutely. This is why I'm so scared of cities, is because, like, when populations get too large, people get fucking weird, man. Actually, no, this is, okay, I've found my favourite one. One lectured me about wanting them for their body, incorrectly assuming I wanted them at all.
You just want me for my body? Actually, I don't. I categorically don't. Yeah.
I love that. I've had so many men, I don't know about you, but so many guys, yeah, being like, and they're like, you're just, like, using me for sex. And I'm like, if I was using you for sex, the sex would be a lot better.
They're projecting some weird thing onto me.
Oh, have you ever got the don't fall in love with me line?
Oh, yeah. Or when it's just, yeah, and it's like, they're too emotionally damaged. But I'm like, no, you're just a fuckboy. Like, you just don't have emotional intelligence.
Like, you should be thankful that I'm even fucking here, mate. Like, to be honest,
I'm not
falling in love with you.
And I've got five other boyfriends. Like, you're not special.
I've got flights to catch, for fuck's sake. Like, honestly, I was doing you the favour, and now I just want to leave.
Yeah, let me leave.
Don't fall in love with me. Oh. And it's like, and they think, because they think that you're falling in love with them because you're just being nice.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, I'm just not being a shit.
Honestly.
You're clearly in love with me.
In love. Like, and then there's those guys that are like, well, I'm nice to every girl and no one fancies me. And it's just like, yeah, because you're an incel. Like,
because you're not nice to every girl. Why would anybody fuck me? Fuck. It's not that hard. Girls are so horny. We are far hornier than boys. The bar's on the floor. And all we need is some, like, a very small amount of, like, decent respectableness. Wash. Please wash. Oh, my God. Have you, going out post-COVID and watching, like, the men that were single during COVID, so they just, like, were living in their, like, purely their pit, where there was, like, no reason for them to, like wash their face, wash their hair.
Disgusting.
There wasn't, like, a girlfriend around to give them a skincare routine. They came out of COVID looking rancid.
Like, and they have that thing where, like, if they're sitting down and you're, like, over their head for the first time, like, when you stand up. This happened to me on the weekend. I was out with a group of guys. And then you get that waft of, like, unwashed hair, like the homeless smell. And I'm like, that is so stale. Please go home and shower. You don't need to be here. Right. There's more important things for you to be doing.
One of the first times that I sort of came out, that I went out, like, to some bars and stuff in Wellington post-COVID, I had a full-blown meltdown in the middle of town and, like, started borderline scream crying because I was like, I can't handle this. Where are the hot people?
Honestly, I turned 30 in July and I'm like, at this point, every guy I meet, gay and awesome, hot and has a wife, or ugly and single and horrible. And I'm like, well, I don't know. I'm going to have to wait for the divorces to sweep in because.
Yeah, see, we're basically at that stage in our life where we're waiting for the second marriages. Pretty much. We're waiting for everybody to get divorced. Mm-hmm. And then we'll go around and fucking scoop up the ones that are the least shit. Or just not at all.
Drag their baggage around. And then we have to just deal with their ex-wives. Like, it sounds like a lot. I'm like, maybe I just move to Thailand, which is what you're doing.
Yeah.
So
it's very much probably a borderline psychotic break, eat, pray, love moment, but we're just going to roll with it and see how it goes.
Do you have one more curse submission for us? And then I think we're at time.
Somebody's opening line was interesting build, but low-key hot.
Interesting
build.
But low-key hot. It's like saying, like, oh, that bird, like, exotic bird, but low-key hot.
What does that even mean? Like, girl, you got chunky as fuck arms, but, like, low-key would still hurt.
You've got swimmer's shoulders, like.
Proportions are very strange to me, but I still want to fuck you. What does that mean?
Bottom line is, most of these were from men. So take a good hard look, lads.
100%. I did throw a woman's one in there just for diversity reasons. yeah,
so good.
But all the rest of them are men, obviously. Obviously.
Obviously. Oh, well, Britt, this has been so much fun. And I'm so excited for you to go on your Thai journey. And I'm going to be following on Instagram. Where can anyone find you if they want to follow along as well on TikTok or Insta?
So it's at Bratty Cosgrove, which was a choice that I made several years ago and now kind of regret. But you know what? I've just decided to lean into it.
Lean in.
So Brady Cosgrove on Instagram and Brady Cosgrove on TikTok.
Well, I'll be following along. Thank you so much for joining. I hope you enjoyed my chat with the wonderful Britt. Please let me know on my Instagram or any of my socials if you have any stories or thoughts of your own to share with the podcast. Peace.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.